Good morning, everyone. How are you? Everybody looks kind of somewhat awake this morning. clearly, I'm not John Palin. I'm presenting on behalf of Dr. Palin and the team that did this research. This is patient preference in task shifting in Ethiopia for ART. We conducted this study last year. Our research objective was to measure patient satisfaction with task shifting. And we looked at health centers and hospitals in four regions of Ethiopia. Our hypothesis was that patients would be just as satisfied with services provided by nurses as those provided by health officers and physicians. And the reason we believed this would be so was because we thought patients would get longer, a greater amount of time with a provider if they saw a nurse than a physician. And also we believed that there would be a shorter patient wait time, which would also increase satisfaction. This is a very important issue in HIV and also in the general, the larger conversation of universal health coverage. As you know, HIV really brought to the forefront that we really don't have enough health workers to be providing services. And as we start to discuss more about universal health coverage, the need for health workers continues to grow. Task shifting was used in many countries to scale up HIV service delivery very rapidly, and it was used quite successfully. People looked at task shifting issues about the acceptance of health workers, whether they really accept having these roles given to them. And they also looked at whether regulatory bodies accepted having this formalized task shifting structure accepted. And some studies also looked at the medical impact of task shifting. So are patients really getting the quality of services that they would have if they see a nurse as when they would have seen a doctor? So all of these have been very promising and shown that task shifting is actually quite effective, particularly for routine HIV service delivery. But the issue of patient acceptance and satisfaction with this really has not been looked at in the literature. Patients haven't been considered, and it's a very important issue because we all know that the uptake of service delivery by patients, their choice to actually go and get services, is really impacted by the quality of services they believe they'll receive. So even whether if they go to see a provider, whether they'll actually adhere to medications is also affected by the quality of the services delivered. So this is a very important question with implications for both HIV and universal health coverage. So our methodology was a cross-sectional study, and it was actually part of a larger study looking at the economic impact of task shifting. And that's going to be published shortly in JAIDS, if you're interested. It has very interesting findings to it. But this section used a time motion study to look at how long patients spent with providers and what type of services they received. And then we also sat and did patient exit interviews with each patient that we followed. And it was a very structured questionnaire. There was a lot of Likert scale type questions that we used. And we ended up doing this in 27 hospitals and 57 health centers in Ethiopia. We selected four regions within Ethiopia based upon the number of providers they had and the extent of task shifting that they were using. And then we used those regions to stratify selection of hospitals and their associated health centers. For the data analysis, we started out with doing descriptive statistics, just looking at the characteristics of the patients that we saw and also the health centers that we were going to. And then we did F-tests to look at the pairwise comparisons across provider types, so comparing a nurse to a physician, patient satisfaction with those. And then finally, we did a multivariate regression looking at the determinants of patient satisfaction based upon the survey results. So this gives just a little idea of the type of patients that the different types of health workers were looking at. The first stratification is the patient's WHO stage at that current visit. As you might expect, stages 1 and 2 primarily saw the health officers and nurses. And the nurses saw the largest number of patients, 512, health officers saw 130, and physicians only saw 23 in this study. Stages 3 and 4 primarily went to see the physician, so 70% of the patients physicians saw were stages 3 and 4. And then we also looked at the patient's reason for the visit. So patients that were coming for what they believed to be routine care, whether that's what they received or not, but what they were expecting, primarily saw the health officer and the nurse. And then patients coming for non-routine care primarily saw the physician. So this is it's what you would expect when you look at task shifting. More routine is going to see the lower cadre of health worker, and you can expect that people that need more complex care will get kicked up to the physician. Now, our outcomes actually really surprised us. All of our hypotheses as far as the time spent with provider and wait time were wrong, basically. It surprised us to see that patients actually spent an average of 7.5 minutes with their provider, regardless of who they were seeing. So they turned people through just as quickly, regardless of what type of provider they were seeing. And this is very in line with other studies that we found in Ethiopia. In general, the range is about between 7.4 minutes and 7.8 minutes with a provider, regardless of your condition. The second finding that really surprised us was that 31% of the patients actually mistook what health provider they were seeing. This particularly happened with nurses. So patients that were seeing nurses, actually 26% of them thought they had seen a physician when we did the exit interview, and 10% thought they had seen a health officer. So fully 36% of our nursing sample actually never knew that they had seen someone, that they had actually seen a nurse. We asked patients to tell us how satisfied they were overall with their visit, and among the nurses and the health officers, it was exactly the same percentage. 65% were satisfied with their visit. The physicians had a much lower percentage. Only 39% said that they were satisfied. About 36% said that they were somewhat satisfied in addition. So in general, people were quite satisfied with services, but there was a lot higher number of people that were fully satisfied with the nurses and health officers. And this was a very significant difference that we found. We thought we'd ask the patients what aspects of the service they were satisfied with or dissatisfied with. We found that for physicians, the one thing that people really thought physicians did well was give them a referral to someone else, which is quite interesting. For the patients that saw the nurses and health officers, there were a number of issues that they were very satisfied with. They thought that the nurses and health officers really did a good job of explaining, particularly the medications that they were giving them, and also the cash payment, what their cash payment was for. They also felt like that they received all the services that they believed they needed to receive when they saw a nurse or a health officer. And they felt that they got prompt attention when they saw a nurse or health officer. And this last one's quite interesting, actually, because they didn't actually see the nurse or health officer any faster than they saw a physician. It was not a significant difference. They were waiting about equal times for both. But for some reason, they felt more satisfied with prompt attention with the nurse and health officer. So we compared the satisfaction with seeing a doctor to seeing a nurse, and we found that patients were much more likely to be satisfied when they were seeing a nurse than a doctor. And the health officer, they were slightly less satisfied, but still on the same level as with a nurse. And we tried controlling in the multivariate regression for a number of factors that we thought would have an impact. And we found that things like the patient's WHO stage, their reason for visit, the waiting time, the time with provider, the cost incurred, wages lost, all of these had no impact on, they didn't change the results. People were still more satisfied, regardless of all these issues, with having a nurse provide their services. Now, there are some very important limitations that I think we should consider in this result. First, the study looks at satisfaction with one provider at one point in time. So we can't generalize this and say that if people saw only nurses for all time, they would still have this level of satisfaction. This is just at one point in time. that needs to be looked at further, whether we can actually provide services for the long term with nurses and maintain satisfaction. Second was this funny thing of people not really knowing who they were seeing. So we did the analysis on the provider seen rather than the provider that they believed they saw. If we did the analysis differently to look at who they thought they saw, we're not sure if it would change the results. We're going to look at that. And then because of the regions chosen and the way the randomization worked out, we actually ended up with more urban facilities than rural. I'm not sure if that would make a difference, but that's also something that should be looked at. And then finally, and I think this one's a very important one to consider, is that the physicians saw a greater number of health workers that, or patients rather, that really needed non-routine care. So the question is this a problem, this lack of satisfaction, is it a problem with the physicians or is it with the larger system? Because we know that many of these health facilities have very limited resources. Maybe the tests that they needed were not there. The patients appreciated having the referral out, which says that there's probably some things that the system couldn't meet. So is the dissatisfaction with the system or with the physician? This needs to be looked at further. But at least for this study, I think this is very encouraging for task shifting, that at least in Ethiopia, there is a really high level of satisfaction when you do these task shifting to nurses and health officers. And it's very encouraging for further scale up for HIV and universal health coverage. So I would like to encourage everyone that if you have a study that you could look at this, we really need more evidence in this area because it's been largely forgotten. Thank you very much.